Northeast Mississippi Community College proudly presents the longest-running community college podcast in the state of Mississippi, Tiger Talk. Tune in each week as Northeast President Dr. Ricky Ford talks about all things Northeast, from academics to career and tech to workforce and all things in between. It's Tiger Talk. And now, Northeast President Dr. Ricky G. Ford.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to this week's episode of Tiger Talk with President Dr. Ricky Ford and myself, Liz Rourke. We are so excited to share with y'all all of the great things going on at Northeast Mississippi Community College. President Ford, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Great. Good to see you, Liz.
I know. It's going to be a great day. It's been a great week so far. I'm excited for the fall semester to continue on.
Absolutely.
So, many people know your slogan you've kind of made for the college is moving forward. We use that on our social medias. We have it through our commercial. And just that concept of constantly moving forward. Can you tell us how Northeast is continuing to move forward and how we're teaching our students?
Yeah, certainly. We're constantly moving forward. But let me back up just a little bit and kind of get to the beginning of it. Our beginning slogan was to grow Northeast. And, you know, and I kind of refer to this from a farmer's aspect. You know, you got to plant the seed, and then you got to nourish it, and then you got to grow, and then you got to move forward with that growth of that plant and then harvest it and those type things. So that's kind of the attitude that we're having here with this. You know, we first wanted to grow and expand and do some great things. And then once we got it all planted, the seeds planted with instruction, with technology, with other areas of the college, then we wanted to really get an extra boost of energy and move forward. So that's kind of where we are now. We're adding that energy and we're continuing to move forward. And when we move forward, you know, there's a lot of things you want to do. You know, you want to create an improved and educated culture, not only within the college atmosphere, but also out in the communities too. In order to do that, you've got to educate the people. And that's what we are. We're an educational institution, and we're charged with educating people and getting them to the point where they can make a great living for themselves and for their family. And you know, it's not just the college moving forward. We've got to break that down into different areas. And of course, the first and foremost would be instruction. You know, we've got to continue to look for ways that we can create a delivery system that we can get the information from point A to point B, and point B being the students. So we've got to continue to move forward with ways that, and innovative ways and technological ways that we can move that information to the student. And then, of course, and that's not the only thing. We've got to look at workforce education. We've got to look at how we're going to educate the workforce and help our industries get a better workforce. Then we look at continuing ed, CTE, academics, adult ed. Mental health is a big thing right now. So all of these combined, we're constantly trying to move the needle and get us to a higher level in all of these areas. So I guess that's where we come in, moving forward with all of these areas of the college. So we're excited about it. It's a challenge, obviously. So we're going to continue pushing forward.
And you know, we've been talking about moving forward, of course, but we're going to move back a little bit. As basketball season approaches, a lot of people may or may not know about your coaching career at Northeast. It's quite an impressive one. Can you tell us your favorite memory you have as when you were a women's basketball coach here?
Well, I knew you were going to ask that question, and I always ask that question, you know, what was the favorite thing? What's the most best thing you've ever had? You know, there's a lot of things that rank up there at the highest of the list. And obviously winning a national championship has got to be, you know, at the top. But there's a lot of other championship moments that we had. And it's not necessarily, when I say championship moments, I'm not necessarily talking about winning a championship or something like that. It's developing young people and seeing them be successful, and observing them go through that process. And we go back to the growing and the moving forward aspect. And you see them come in as a very, sometimes intimidated, mild, meek person. And you see them develop their personal skills of being an outgoing person, being aggressive, being intelligent, and then moving their life forward to where they can become a successful citizen. And when you look and see the success of some of your athletes as they moved on, you know, that's probably the most important moments that we have in a career. And, you know, you're right. I was blessed for 30 years here at Northeast as coaching, plus a few years in high school coaching too, and all of them are very memorable. Each year had memorable moments that we can look back on. Some good, not so good, but mostly the good times outweighed the bad times. And as we go through anything, there's always challenging times. And that's where you grow and that's where you get stronger. So, you know, when I look back over that coaching career, I think that I was very, very blessed with a lot of really good, talented people that came in and contributed to the success of the women's basketball program. So I'm thankful to have been a part of that. So it was a great career. And I'm embellishing and moving forward on another great career, hopefully.
So now, everyone's favorite time of the week. Can you give us the Northeast news?
Well, we do have a lot of news going on. Let me start with our instruction updates first. We have a respiratory care site visit November the 7th and 8th. Mr. John Shelburne has been in charge of that, and we're ready to proceed. We do have a special guest coming on campus on November the 15th. James Meredith will be in Anderson Hall. And this is the Cultural Arts Committee has kind of arranged this. They want to mention that we have Priority Registration Day November the 11th. We have names of students who register by November the 18th will be entered into a drawing for three $500 scholarships. So that would be very helpful to those students who receive that. And the people that are not current students can register for the spring 23 semester starting on November the 28th. We have some new advisor training coming up Tuesday, November the 1st from 2 to 3 p.m. in Patterson Hall, room 106. Shouldn't take very long, but it's a very important training if you need some new advisor training. All of our curriculum alignments at Northeast and the state level have been completed, and they were very successful. We set our science fair dates for Wednesday, March the 22nd for the upper fair, and Friday, March the 24th, 2023 for the lower fair. Our spring mini conference for the Northeast employees is scheduled for January the 3rd and 4th of 2023. So we're looking forward to that and looking forward to getting the spring semester started. Our CTE counselor, Kerry Cobb, has been meeting with students in college and career readiness classes across our district to share information about our CTE programs and the career opportunities that they have to offer. Some workforce news. The second annual Workforce Summit will be hosted by Northeast Community College and Northeast Workforce Division. Will be on November the 9th, and it begins around noon. And that's a very important conference because we have people from all walks of the workforce. We have our K-12 partners, we have our economic developers, we have our industry individuals are come in, and we talk about where we're headed, what we've done to get where we are now, and then continue to move forward in creating a great workforce. So we're continuing also to work with a company called Salesforce to implement new ways to improve our recruiting processes. So it's very important that we get out and engage with the student and get them to come to Northeast because we are so enrollment driven. Some human resource updates, and we're in the selection process for an ADN program instructor, a CDA student navigator, and an automotive maintenance technician. This is someone who works in our bus shop to keep our automobiles moving over there. So it's a very important position. Also, we have open enrollment still for our health insurance changes. So we need to see if you haven't to change some of those, you need to see West of Florida and Human Resources. Some facilities update. We're obtaining quotes right now to add furniture in all of our outdoor classrooms. We're still ongoing with the Seth Pounds Auditorium and getting approval from the Bureau of Buildings to start that. Once we receive that, we'll put out the bid process. Sidewalk project phase two, we're waiting on parts to complete that project. Phase three has been approved, and phase four is an application process, and it has been submitted. So we're looking probably, hopefully, to get that and complete sidewalks, crosswalks, lighting all around the entire campus. We're still working on the CT build out at West Chambers. We're soliciting funds from the state and the federal level, as we've had guests on campus in the past week or two to help us and to present that project to them. We have a lot of small projects going on in our satellite campuses, with landscaping, roof repair, HVAC, floors being waxed and carpets being cleaned and those type things. Also, some activities that we've got coming up, the Northeast Parade of Beauties, November the 8th at 7 p.m. in Frank Haney Union, the Claude Wright Room. That will be live streamed on NEMCC TV. 22-23 basketball season opens November the 1st, Tuesday night. The Northeast Lady Tigers will host the Wallace State at 6 p.m. at Bonneral Coliseum. You can view that on NEMCC TV. The plans are to stream the women's games on the Gold Channel and the men's game on the Black Channel of NEMCC TV. So we've got a lot going on. Do want to say congratulations to our football team. Had a very successful season and represented Northeast well. So congratulations to them. So that's pretty much all I got for this week. But as always, ladies and gentlemen, let's go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Thank you for listening to this week's Tiger Talk podcast. If you or someone you know wants to further their education through academics, career and technical programs, or even continuing education and workforce, give Northeast a call at 1-800-555-2154. Tiger Talk is brought to you by Northeast Mississippi Community College. For more information about Northeast, visit www.nemcc.edu or follow the college on various social media platforms such as Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok.